Up, Danny.
Listen, it's a bad afternoon in terms of the goals that we conceded. I thought we were great in the first half without the ball. I thought we frustrated a good Falkirk side. You know, their movement, their ball retention was excellent. But I thought, you know, other than the very first minute of the game, you know, where Mitch has had to make a great save, I think we've retained them very, very well. And then we come into the second half and you know, it's a similar pattern of play. I question whether it's a free kick in the first instance, but, you know, thereafter we've got to do a great deal. And that was the most frustrating thing, that you put all that effort and that work rate in and you give away two goals as cheaply as we did, you know, the first one and then the penalty. After that, you're trying to chase something out of the game, and from a Falkirk's point of view, it's a very good third goal from their point of view, and you know, they've got good pace, good directness. But for us, what I felt we let ourselves down with today, and it was a big, big surprise to me, was when we did get possession of the ball, you know, we gave it away immediately again. And when you come to a place like this, that was a great atmosphere than that today, the Falkirk fans, you know, out in their numbers, always hear our own fans over there, the 280 something of them today, you know, and I felt, you know, we didn't bring our own identity when we had the ball today. We just kept giving it away cheaply. And when you're giving it away as cheaply as that, and you've got your back against the wall, against a side, you know, that's very, very good with the ball and energetic and get good pace, over the course of the game or the 90 minutes, something's going to give. And I'm disappointed in the way that, the first goal and the second goal did. As I said, in my opinion, it's not a free kick, the first one, but it's a free kick because the referee's given it, but you've then got to deal with it. So, you know, it's a very, very disappointing afternoon's work. I can't fault the players' efforts, but, you know, we've got to dust ourselves down. And once again, we've got to bring the same work ethic, we've got to bring the same commitment, but we have to bring also what we're good at, and that's play football.
Manager at Falkirk before the game, he was singing David Goodwillie's praises, said he really needs snuff him out.
Yeah.
So that's quite a game, as he said, for a while.
Yeah, but as I said there, I don't think that was in terms of anything that David Goodwillie does any different. I just thought we were very, very poor. You know, strikers strive on service, and we never. I think the first time we put two or three passes together was about an injury time when we got a cross coming in down the far side. So, you know, a good striker like David is only as good as the services he gets. And I thought in the first half we had a couple of moments where we'd worked on when we'd set them into traps and win possession of the ball, but right away, you know, we didn't retain that or put it into the areas which we desired. We just gave it back to a blue jersey right away, and with that, you know, David Goodwillie can make all the runs that he wants, but you know, if he's not getting fined with the service, then of course you might look at it and say that he's had a quiet game.